Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Wednesday, the 15th of May, 2019. To get you started, a pair of teens accused of opening fire at their suburban Denver charter school are due in court on Wednesday. The shooting left one classmate dead and injured 8 others. Prosecutors are expected to file charges against the suspects, one of whom is an adult and the other a juvenile. 18-year-old Devin Erickson and 16-year-old Alec McKinney made their initial court appearances last week following the attack. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, a memorial service will be held for Kendrick Castillo, an 18-year-old student who saved lives by rushing at least one of the shooters. That comes after students last week walked out of a public vigil for Castillo, saying that it had become politically motivated. And a memorial will be held at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday for the 158 police officers killed in the line of duty in 2018. The National Police Officers Memorial Service comes as part of National Police Week, aimed at highlighting the vital role that law enforcement serves and the sacrifice that officers and their families make. Next up, the spotlight will be on the entire aviation industry this week. On Wednesday, the acting administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration, Daniel Elwell, and chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, Robert L. Sumwalt, will appear as witnesses in a hearing over the Boeing 737 MAX jet, which has been involved in 2 fatal crashes, one in Ethiopia and one in Indonesia. Last month, Michael and Nadia Stumo, the parents of Samia Stumo, a passenger who died in the Ethiopia crash, filed a lawsuit against Boeing and the Federal Aviation Administration.
The Boeing 737 MAX 8 drove itself and fully buried itself in the ground at hundreds of miles per hour, disintegrating into small pieces under the earth. We flew there to bring her home, but we learned there were no survivors. Then we learned we could not bring home her body.
We are one of 337 families with such huge holes because this aircraft didn't function.
Meanwhile, Stephen Dixon, President Trump's nominee to head the FAA, will appear before the Senate Commerce Committee on Wednesday, marking the beginning of his confirmation process. Dixon's resume includes flying military jets and a long career as a pilot for Delta Airlines. The 2 best regular season records in the NBA will now test one another in the playoffs as the Eastern Conference Finals get underway on Wednesday night with Game 1 between the Toronto Raptors and Milwaukee Bucks in Wisconsin. USA Today Sports' Jeff Zilgit has more.
It's the 1 seed versus the 2 seed in the Eastern Conference Finals. It's the Milwaukee Bucks against the Toronto Raptors, all made possible because the Raptors defeated the Sixers in Game 7 of their conference semifinal series. And now, Game 1 of the Conference Finals begins Wednesday in Milwaukee, and this series features 2 of the best players in the NBA, Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo and Toronto's Kawhi Leonard. But these are not one-man shows. Toronto features Kyle Lowry, Pascal Siakam, Mark Gasol, and the Milwaukee Bucks counter with Eric Bledsoe, Chris Middleton, and Brooke Lopez shooting his long 3-pointers. And when you look at the 2 coaches, Toronto's Nick Nurse has been an assistant coach in the conference finals before, but this is his first season as a head coach in the NBA. And Mike Budenholzer, he coached the Atlanta Hawks to the conference finals a few seasons ago, and he has experience coaching deep into the playoffs as an assistant under Greg Popovich with the San Antonio Spurs. Overall, the Bucks probably have the slight advantage and will be the favorite in this series. They were one of the best teams in the NBA from start of season to end of season. They were the only team to finish in the top 5 in offensive and defensive efficiency, and that's a statistic that bodes well for that kind of team. Now, we'll see when they get out on the court and play. Game 1, Wednesday in Milwaukee.
Tip-off is set for just after 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 Pacific on TNT. The winner of the series will take on the winner of the Portland Trail Blazers Golden State Warriors Western Conference Finals Series, which the Warriors lead 1-0. And last up, McDonald's restaurants in Austria will become embassies for Americans. The U.S. Embassy in Vienna announced on Facebook that beginning Wednesday, the locations will double as mini embassies for American tourists who find themselves in distress and without a way to contact the U.S. Embassy. Consular services on offer will include helping with a lost or stolen passport or seeking travel assistance, among others. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you get your podcasts, like the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.